The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be shining the spotlight on something special. We're going to be talking about diesel, and we're going to be talking about diesel-powered racing. We're going to be joined by three very special guests, and we're going to have lots of fun. And, of course, we've got a leftover trivia question from the previous hour of the program. Fiat, during the 1970s, sold a number of vehicles here in the U.S. The X19, we've already identified, mid-engine sports car, four-cylinder, wedge-shaped. I'm looking for the name of the Fiat convertible that was sold lastly here in the 1970s. It was a two-seater, front engine, four-cylinder. I won't give out too many other hints. What was the name of this particular Fiat? We've got cool prizes for you, so by all means, I would very much appreciate you dialing us up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or shooting me an email. It's quite simple to do that, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Well, joining us right off the top here in this star-studded hour is a gentleman who's been with us many times before. He's actually become a regular contributor. We're going to see if we can get his picture on our Auto World Radio website. We've been talking about that for a number of years, but Greg Hoag is the gentleman's name. He is unquestionably one of the most recognizable names in the rapidly exploding diesel motorsports arena. His credentials and qualifications in both mainstream and diesel motorsports are second to none, propelling him to a unique position. Greg was the first to push a diesel-powered truck in both the 9 and 8 second zones, also having intimate involvement in the first 7 second truck. Greg was the first to compete with a diesel-powered vehicle in the NHRA Super Street, Super Gas, and Super Comp. Greg went on to campaign the most written about diesel truck in mainstream media, Diesel Power Magazine's Project X Diesel, which of course we covered here on the broadcast. This was a 218,000-mile Dodge, three-quarter ton, that was the first diesel to compete at Hot Rod Magazine's Drag Week, winning that event's diesel category 2 years in a row. Project X was also the first to compete at the Vaulted Texas Mile, running a best of 168 miles an hour, and still holds the record of the fastest diesel truck in the standing mile. Project X drove 782 miles and rolled into the gate of the NHRA Mile High Nationals. He also has a number of other credentials here, a veteran NHRA competition eliminator and super stock racer. He's also an IHRA D and ED record holder, best engineered NHRA Dallas 2002 winner, first to compete with a diesel at a NHRA national event, as we mentioned, also first to compete in an NHRA Super Street, Super Gas, and Super Comp event. And we also mentioned many of his other accomplishments. So here he is, diesel racing pioneer and leader, Greg Hoag. How you doing there, Greg?
Great, Bob. Gosh, that lead off was pretty long. I forgot about all that stuff, kind of. Not really, but we've been doing this a long time. I remember calling you from the Mile High Nationals in Bandimere Racetrack in Denver when we rolled that truck up there and raced in Super Street. We had an incredible time. The truck's been to Bonneville, went 198, holds the diesel truck record out there, and drove it out there. Truck was just a, we had a blast with it. We're doing our clean diesel dragster now with the GM Racing dragster. It's a Duramax, just like you'd find in the Chevy trucks. It burns clean. You don't see all the black smoke you already see in the diesel stuff. Everybody's trying to clean it up. It's the EPA's kind of coming down on that, and a lot of people are working out there to get good clean stuff. My friend Gail Banks has always been clean, and when I was out there driving for him, that was the goal of all of his diesel-powered racers was to be clean. So I think that's up and coming. Later on in the hour, I guess we will talk to Ron Knox of National Association of Diesel Motorsports. Ron puts on a great family event where if you've never been and watched diesel trucks race, it's pretty great to see a 6,000-pound street truck that gets 20 miles to the gallon that runs as fast as some Corvettes do and faster than others. Then you actually see sled pulling, which I kind of call them dirt draggers, but that's kind of just for fun. But it's neat to watch these things pull a sled, and the farther they go down the track, the more it digs in. And these guys, they work hard. There's a lot of entry-level stuff at it. And it's just good, clean family fun out there, and that's what Ron's been working on. I think in the third part of the hour, we'll talk with Jess Hewitt, who is making diesel fuel from natural gas, which America has an enormous abundance of natural gas. And I know they've used this fuel in anything from jet fighters to street semi-trucks. And just a lot going on in diesel right now. Everybody's getting faster. The stuff is getting more consistent. The engines are becoming more efficient, with the release of the Chevy Cruze. And then now the import trucks are bringing diesels into their lineup. I know Chevy and Ford and Dodge all have a small half-ton diesel coming out. The Volkswagen TDI, Mercedes and BMW all bringing diesels. Diesel in Europe is a high percentage of the cars, where in America it's kind of been slow catching on. But when you can buy a new Chevy Cruze and get 45 to 50 miles per gallon, depending on how you drive it, and have a car that doesn't feel like a diesel, it doesn't sound like a diesel, it doesn't stink, doesn't rattle, doesn't smoke, I think this is the new thing. Hybrid cars are quite not as energy, they're not as environmentally clean as all of us would think. The batteries, the lead acid batteries, and the new lithium ion batteries are, they take a lot of energy to make, and then they're kind of a hard thing to get rid of. As a firefighter, the hybrids disturb me. They have 600 volts running through the frame rails from the engine to the batteries in the back, and it's a danger. We go through classes all the time of how to cut these cars away from people. But diesel is, as my friend Gail Banks always says, the future of clean energy is here, and it's turbo diesel.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I am much more of a fan of diesels than I am of hybrid technology. And part of it is education. A lot of Americans, a lot of folks in North America remember some of the ill-fated attempts during the 70s and 80s of converting gasoline engines to diesel engines mainly on behalf of General Motors, and these engines were pretty poor. But there was a long, long time when diesels were slow. They smoked. They had the diesel chatter, and all that is gone. I mean, the new, clean, contemporary diesel power plants are simply nothing but amazing.
It really is. I had one of those GM 350 diesels way back in the day, and it was slow, it smoked, it clattered, you had to plug it in at night even when it got anything more than a little cold outside. And I think that stunted the Americans' love for the diesel. And, of course, now with the new modern diesel explosion of what's going on with these trucks, and they're getting cleaner and cleaner. When you can have a 500 or 600 horsepower daily driven street truck that doesn't blow smoke, it is incredibly fast. And now it's rolling over in the cars.
Wow, great stuff. Hold that thought. Don't go away.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling.
We'll go to Chris in Alabama right off the bat.
We are GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news. Really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 11th, 2014, gold opened at $1,337.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,386.07, $693.04 for a half ounce, or $342.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,386.07, $693.04, and $346.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
604-261, that's our contact line from around North America and around the world. Matter of fact, if you're listening in other parts outside of North America, if you log on to my website, autoworldradio.com, we actually have an international caller line that will get you right into Super Producer Matt, and we'll take care of you. We're devoting this entire hour to diesel performance, diesel racing, and We've got Greg Hoag with us, who is guiding us, and we're going to be joined by two additional guests. But before we go to our next guest, we got a trivia question out there about Fiats from the 1970s, the last year that they were sold up until recently when the Chrysler Group brought back the Chrysler 500C, 500L, and just plain old 500. Let's see if Chris in Alabama can solve the riddle about a Fiat convertible last sold here in the U.S. market in the decade of the 1970s. Chris on line one, welcome to Auto World. We thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast, and we also appreciate your patience for being with us. Can we punch up Chris on line one, Matt? And we'll see if we can solve this trivia question and get this taken care of. Meanwhile, straight ahead, as I said, we've got an all-star cast of folks who are going to be joining us. Well, looks like we're having a little technical problem. Chris, stay right where you are. We're going to get to you. I have a feeling you've got the answer right, so don't go away. In the meantime, back to Greg Hoag. Greg, the Project X is a story that I love so much because, my goodness, when you stop and think about the mileage on the vehicle, when you stop and think about the amount of time that you guys put into it, the fact that you drove the vehicle to the racetrack, everybody else is trailering their vehicles, and you guys just drove up to the gate. I mean, that's just a story that I'll never forget.
We had a good time with Project X. My buddy Kurt Manuel was in the he was a Dodge dealer, and he acquired the truck, and we did a lot of work. And David Kennedy, the editor of Diesel Power Magazine, who has now been is now the editor of Hot Rod Magazine, we had a great time. He went to the first drag week with me, and the truck was just enormously popular. When we drove to Denver, Colorado, with it, we about 3 in the morning, it was, stopped at a Walmart. When we came out, evidently some of the people, some of the workers there were getting off their shift, and one of them was a diesel guy and started punching up the numbers to his buddies, and we had a little crowd showed up. They just want to take pictures with the truck. So it had 30-something articles. We had it kind of as a joke at the time. They said if I changed the oil, I'd get an article on it. But we had a great time with the truck. It land speed raced. It drag raced. We were even going to do some drifting, but I just couldn't bring myself to do that.
That's great.
We're working with a little Chevy Cruze right now. I'm working with Rick Yakuza, Nebulous Theorem 3. He's, this year, is trying to be the first to go 400 miles on gasoline, 400 miles an hour on gasoline in his Streamliner. And then for the 2016 season, we're going to start running the Chevy Cruze motor and set all the diesel Streamliner records with these little engines. That engine is just, the Chevy Cruze is just incredible. I'm working in conjunction with Industrial Injection. They have been doing this for 35 years, doing turbochargers and injection pumps, and they're doing a lot of the R&D on the fuel injection and turbocharger system. And, of course, I'm building the bottom end of the engines and the cylinder heads. And I think the little Chevy Cruze will make 350 horsepower out of a little 2-liter motor.
I would not be surprised.
On the street with a good tune-up, they're making around 225 now.
Yep.
Incredible little car to drive. Get 50 miles per gallon fuel economy and have a little pocket rocket. Like I say, the future diesel, future is a turbo diesel.
I couldn't agree with you more. And certainly, as you say, these diesel-powered turbo engines are just great off the line, great torque response, and just a wonderful ride. Well, we have a very special guest joining us right now. He is the president of the Diesel Motorsports, and you can check out more information by visiting www.dieselmotorsports.us. Greg, why don't you do the official introductions here?
Ron Knox, I tell you what, he's a great guy. He runs the NADM, National Association of Diesel Motorsports. That's where we go in when we race diesel specifics. And runs a great show, a family-orientated event, and I just love going to his event. He's got an event coming up, New Media, pretty shortly here, and then one coming up in Salt Lake City, which we'll be attending the one in Salt Lake City. Ron, how's it going?
It's going real good.
Well, excellent. Well, Ron, we really want to thank you for joining us here on the broadcast. Let's begin by telling us a little bit about the organization, NADM. Tell us a little bit about how long it's been around, and tell us a little bit about your role as president of the NADM.
Well, we started this about 8 years ago. Me and my partner, Gene Mone, started this. We used to work for Diesel Hot Rod Association, which is now defunct and gone. But we've been putting it together ever since then, and we're wanting to put together a true sanctioning body for diesel motorsports. And that's where we're SFI approved. We have our own techs, our own rules and classes for diesel classes. NHRA and IHRA are great guys. They let the trucks race, but they do not have SFI approved classes where we do. And we're fully insured. We put on family events where we have national sponsors that help us put on these events. We have 60 plus events a year, affiliate events, with about 7 regional events. And we're in practically every state in the country. And some of our regional events are in Salt Lake City, Spokane, Washington, but the majority of them are in the Midwest, where diesel motorsports is pretty predominant. Missouri, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
Excellent. So these are, again, diesel-only events featuring drag racing, sled pulling, dyno, show and shine, and also you've got a variety of vendors attending, showing off their goodies to this very family-friendly audience that come out to the events. Give us a quick breakdown of some of the upcoming events. You've got one on July 19th, and a couple coming up in August and one in September. Give us some ideas of what's upcoming.
Well, that's right, Bob. We got one just next weekend, July 19th, the New Media Dragway. That's just outside of Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. A lot of the Northeast diesel guys come out for this event.
Sure. All right, when we come back on the other side, Ron, we're going to continue with you. And Greg, of course, and Jess Hewitt will also be joining us momentarily. We're just going to have all kinds of fun here. It's a diesel roundtable in this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world via the internet at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. We're having an hour focusing on diesels, diesel motorsport, and we've got three guests, as a matter of fact, right here lined up. Everybody's in the on-deck circle. We've got Greg Hoag leading the orchestra here, and also we've got two other gentlemen standing by. But first, let's go to Chris in Alabama, who's been very patient with the trivia question left over from a prior hour of the program. Going back into the 1970s, Fiat was selling a few vehicles here in the U.S. before going away and returning in recent times with the 500, the 500C, and the 500L. I'm looking for the name of the other Fiat. We've already identified the Fiat X19 mid-engine sports car, but what was the other name of that Fiat convertible from the 1970s? Chris, welcome to Auto World. Thank you for your patience. How are you doing today?
Doing really good. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, let's see if we can solve the riddle here. You remember those Fiat convertibles from the 1970s? Soft top convertible, front engine, rear wheel drive, four cylinder, and it had kind of two power domes built into the hood.
Well, the only other Fiat I remember is the Opel or the Opel GT. I thought they made those well.
The Opel
GT. That's my final answer.
The final answer. Well, the Opel GT was a cool car, also from the 1970s, but I'm afraid just a little bit off the mark for what we're looking for. But what's your favorite new car and your favorite classic car?
Well, my favorite new car looks like the Corvette, and my favorite classic, Several, but I remember the Super B, Dodge Super B when I was a kid.
Absolutely. Both great choices. The new Corvette Stingray is absolutely spectacular, not to mention the upcoming Z06. Well, hang on the line anyway. We're going to send you some samples and some other goodies, so hang on for Matt. Let's go back to our leader of the band, Greg Hoag, diesel race pioneer and expert. And Greg has arranged for a couple of different folks to be with us. And once again, Greg, introduce Ron from NADM.
Hey, back again. Yeah, Ron and I have become good friends. I raced at his event. Ron can tell you a whole lot more about his event than I can. I just go there and enjoy racing and enjoy meeting all the people and having a good time. Ron, tell us a little bit more about the event, especially the upcoming event you've got in New Media.
Well, I tell you what, this has always been a fun event to go to. We have actually the sled pulling track, which is over 400 feet long, all clay dirt track, right next to the drag strip. Now, in most cases, this would be a problem, but on top of a mountain in the Pocono Mountains, where the wind blows out of the east, it blows any dirt or dust away from the drag strip, so we have no problem whatsoever. And this is where people can actually watch diesel trucks, drag racing, and sled pulling at the same time during the same time period.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Absolutely fantastic. And that event in Pennsylvania is once again coming up on July 19th. You've got another event coming up in Spokane at the Raceway in Washington State, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. August 15th and 16th, it's the Industrial Injections Rocky Mountain Diesel Shootout. And looking forward to September the 27th, the Buckeye Diesel Blast in Marion, Ohio. Love the name on that one, Ron.
Well, I tell you what, the Buckeye Diesel Blast, like all of ours, has got some history to it. That one's been going on now for almost 7 years. The one next weekend will be in its sixth year. The one in Salt Lake City is on its fifth year. I mean, all these are well-established events. And, you know, the one, the Buckeye Diesel Blast, it's actually going to be at the MCIR track, just in LaRue, Ohio, just outside of Merriam. And again, this is where we'll have sled pulling, drag racing right there at the same facility, along with a dyno competition and show and shine. It's just a good country event where good folks come out and enjoy the diesel pickups. And we have some very high-end diesels coming in, and then the guys all roll in with their street diesels. And just like the old days of the muscle cars, Bob, they line them up. Everybody opens the hoods, they open the doors, everybody looks at them, they just fun talking to each other about them, you know?
Oh, that's fantastic. And I understand Flowmaster is your title sponsor, and certainly appreciate the support from those folks. Let's talk a little bit about clean diesel dragsters. I know Greg is involved with this. Tell us about the growth of this particular area. And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the concept at all, give us kind of a rundown of what exactly is a clean diesel dragster and how quick these vehicles, these racing machines, I should say, can run.
Well, I tell you what, most of them have become Duramaxes, and they add double or even triple turbos to them. And these things run in the easily 160 to 185 miles an hour in a quarter mile. And they take off fast, and they run completely clean. Now, you equate those to the old days of the dirty, smelly diesels. That's pretty well gone. Even a lot of the Cummins now are running triple turbos, and they've cleaned up a lot. Now, some of the old, 12L still puts out the black smoke, and that's because that's what they're made to do. But some of the new modern engines, the 6.7s, the new Duramax engines, I tell you what, they're made to be clean, and they're producing a lot of power.
Oh, that's fantastic. Greg, tell us about your own dragster that you've been working on, and tell us a little bit about your aspirations for it.
Well, we've been working on this for quite a few years. I've got quite a few projects we work on, and I race in the gas world and the diesel world, and that kind of gives me a good perspective. We expect to be running in the 6-second zone pretty easily and over 200 miles an hour. We've had a little growing pains on it, but we've been out testing this weekend, and we know it's going to run plenty quick when we bring it out to the public at the Rocky Mountain Race there in Salt Lake City for our title sponsor, Industrial Injection. The secret of these is just programming. Zach at Starlight Diesel Program, he does the actual programming on my, and he does the exact same thing on street diesel trucks, and he's used to making everything clean and working with it. We use EFI Live to tune them, and they're also doing the EFI Live tuning on the Chevy Cruzes now that get them to be fairly clean, without any smoke, without any clatter, and making really good horsepower. We expect to have a good year running this year, and we're also going to be doing our land speed stuff later on in the year. We really enjoy going to Ron's events. They're just like he says, really family orientated. Everybody can walk around, look at the vehicles. It's nice to see an event where everything isn't on the other side of the fence where you can't get up close to it. And sled pulling, I always give Ron's partner Gene Mahoney, I've always called him a dirt dragger all the time, but he really does put on a good event. Never seen sled pulling. It's just really great to watch, and it's, you get into it and you start enjoying it, and you kind of start looking for it.
Ron, I understand that you recommend sled pulling for beginners, for folks getting into the sport.
That's correct. I mean, both these guys, diesel trucks are made for pulling trailers. And that's because of the high torque and the low end gears, and you know, it's they outpull a gas engine 2-to-1. And for these kids to go out, and if they're used, I tell them, if you can pull a 5 to 10,000 pound trailer, you can sled pull. Basically, they can line up. The sled is an electronic remote box with starting out at 5,000 pounds. At the hitch level there. As they progress down the track, it can go as much to 30 to 40,000 pounds. And when the weight box hits the end at 30,000 pounds, that truck's not going a whole lot further. It'll just actually dig down into the ground.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
It's kind of fun for them. And if they're, you know, if they know how to pull a trailer, they can get into sled pulling. We have a work stock class, which is for street trucks. That's even, I mean, that's bone dry stock street trucks. Then we have a 2.5 class, which is just a little bit, a few bolt-on performance items. And then most of the 2.6, 3.0, and that pertains to the turbo size, is what we're talking about there, is they're all trailered in. And those are high-end slip pulling trucks that are in the 1,000 to 1,500 horse trucks.
Wow.
And they put on quite the show. I mean, when they take off, we're talking, yes, it's black smoke, it's dirt clawing, I mean, these tires pawing. I mean, you know, we're talking close to almost 3,000 pounds of torque taken off on the start.
That's very cool. Ron, how can folks find out more about Diesel Motorsports? Give out your website address and any other contact or social information that you would like.
They can go to our website, which also connects to our Facebook. We have over 106,000 likes on our Facebook. We have a daily blog that people can read about the sport. I mean, they can also catch us on Performance Business Magazine. I have a monthly column in there called Come and Clean. They can catch me in Engine Builder, Diesel World magazine. I mean, we're featured in quite a few different places, and they can read about the events and about the sport. Anybody can get into it. I have to tell a story that happened actually in Salt Lake City a couple of years ago. I was talking to a young diesel enthusiast. He had a diesel pickup, and he said, well, I've never done it before. And he said, there's 75 people in the ET class alone. I said, let me tell you how to race. I said, you just go up to the line, wait for the light, as long as you don't red light. I said, have somebody we'll have one of our guys coach you on how to read the lights. Just floor it. And you look at your time when you get down to the quarter mile. And I said, it costs $30. That's what we charge at all the events for somebody to compete.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of wash drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a...
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We're having lots of fun here, and we really want to thank Ron. And what a great story you told there going into that hard network break. We so appreciate your time here today and look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. I tell you what, we have fun at these events, and guys like Greg and always comes out to these events and brings their high-end diesel vehicles, and it's lots of fun to watch them. You know, we have other people that bring their dragsters out. You know, Jeff Dean, Dimitri Millard, Brett Deutsch, Bruce Block. I mean, we got some all-time guys that have been with us from the very beginning, and they put on a great show for these people to watch. And it's just a lot of fun for the family. We have people back their trucks up, bring their wife, bring their kids, the grill, the cooler, and they spend the whole day there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thanks so much, and we'll get you back with us real soon. We move from one guest to another great guest as Greg Hoag continues to line up the All-Stars. Let's welcome a gentleman who's been with us many times in the past. I have so much respect for this guy. His name is Jess Hewitt. He's with Gulf Hydrocarbon. And, Jess, it's a pleasure to have you back on air with myself and Greg Hoag.
Hey, Bob, how are you doing? Greg, good to hear from you.
Hey, Jess.
Well, we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And before you got on board here, we were talking at the top, Greg and myself, about the state of the diesel industry and the state of diesel racing. And you're doing such really cool stuff. Tell our listeners all across North America and around the world about what you're doing at Gulf Hydrocarbon.
Well, one of the things that we do is we work with what's called synthetic diesels, trademark as Syn Diesel. Essentially what we did was we created a racing fuel for diesel engines. Now, anybody in the gasoline racing world wouldn't be caught dead running a street gas at a high-octane contest like a drag strip. And that's pretty much what guys like Gil Banks and Greg Hoag wanted. They wanted a fuel that was better than street fuel, something that they could get into the engine and make more power. So we basically set about creating this product. And what's nice, because it's synthetic, it's made from natural gas. So we actually put together small hydrocarbon chains of gas and a longer chain, and we can create the exact fuel that we want. So what we tried to do for these guys was, number one, create a fuel that would flow faster. Regular diesel is a minimum 4 centistokes, and that's a pretty heavy fuel. We created a fuel that was 2 centistokes, about half as viscous as diesel fuel. And what that means is when it's running through that fuel rail, it offers less resistance. Now, as Greg will tell you, some of the pumps don't like less resistance. They like more resistance. That's how they work better. So it meant that these guys had to come up with a racing fuel pump for diesel engine. The second thing we did is we got to pick the hydrocarbon chains we wanted, and we concentrated on what's called the C10 range, which was decane and benzene, paraffin and olefin. And those seemed to have the right sweet spot for the guys with the lower viscosity and the highest BTU per pound. So regular diesel is about 18,000 BTU per pound, and the synthetic diesel runs minimum 20,000 BTU per pound. Some of these diesels that we can create get up to 20,400 BTUs per pound. Now, the next thing that we did is we had to have a fuel that burned quickly in the cylinder. When you see these vehicles that come on and they're billowing black smoke, what's happening is that the fuel is going into that cylinder. It's being compressed, but it doesn't have time to burn, and it goes into the exhaust, and it burns in the exhaust and creates these carbon particles that come out in the form of smoke. The reason is that most street diesel has a cetane of about 40 to 42. The fuel that we use has to have a minimum of 60 cetane number. And the cetane is, it's not like an octane. Cetane is a measurement of the rapidity of the combustion process. It's how fast that fuel is going to burn in the cylinder. And we're looking for a fuel that completely burns in the cylinder. And the only thing we're going to dump into the exhaust is a gas and not a fuel.
That's great. And this certainly can translate, I would imagine, in mass production into production diesel-powered vehicles as well. I mean, this technology that you have developed for racing certainly translates into passenger cars as well.
It could. It's a very expensive fuel, so it's much like racing fuel for that example. You know, we've seen Audi do great things with their R8 and R10s at Le Mans. And again, they use a very, very similar type fuel created by Shell. And again, it's a very high BTU fuel with a high cetane and a very low viscosity. So the same components that we're using for Syndiesel.
Excellent. And where is Syndiesel available, Jess? Where can folks get a hold of it?
Because it requires so much tuning, it's not available in very many places. We require the people who actually sell it to be very knowledgeable about the fuel. Because imagine that you've got a fuel that will burn in your cylinder. So if you try the old routine of over fueling that cylinder, you do have the possibility of actually melting that engine from the inside out. So we've got a few dealers. I'll refer you to our website, syndiesel.com. We've got the distributors and the retailers listed there. But, you know, a guy like Greg Hogue comes to us and asks for this type of fuel, and then he can take that fuel and go create an engine that's going to do the best job with that fuel. And again, these are clean diesel dragsters he's running. They're not dumping any smoke into the atmosphere. They're burning all the fuel in the cylinder.
Greg, talk a little bit about your experience using this type of fuel and the benefits of Greg is doing. I mean, what Jess is doing, Greg.
Well, the fuel allows us to be more efficient with what we're doing. It burns the fuel quicker. It oxidizes with the air. That's what burning is just rapid oxidation. The fuel really works good. Jess and I are partners on the Beetle that we race, a land speed Beetle, which holds the record in the standing mile right now at 138 miles an hour for a little 2-liter diesel Beetle. What was amazing at the mile one year, we heard our little Beetle, and I didn't want to do nothing but sit around and watch, so we took Jess's Volkswagen Touareg. It's a V10 5-liter diesel, and I ran it down the mile. The thing ran 127 miles an hour right off the road, and then we changed the fuel over to Syndiesel, and we picked up 2 miles per gallon because the computer in the Volkswagen Touareg was able to pick up on the fact of what was going on, and these computers are pretty smart. The synthetic diesel really works. The other thing I like about the synthetic diesel, and this is how I found Jess when I first started looking for fuel, was that he builds a generator fuel that doesn't freeze, it doesn't turn into paraffin, and this fuel is really good for emergency generators that are out sitting remote. The fuel has a very, very long lifespan, unlike diesel fuel, which turns into wax after a while. And Jess was able to provide what we needed. Jess makes some really good fuels. Jess has recently brought the Gulf Racing fuel back to life, which I'm out and around a lot of the gas people, and we're really enjoying this really high-performance unleaded fuel. It's a very sophisticated unleaded fuel, a very high-end, high-octane fuel. I'll let Jess tell you a little bit more about that. I understand the lingo, but don't always know all about the stuff on the fuel. Jess, explain a little bit more about that.
I don't know. Is it okay to talk about gasoline when we're doing a diesel segment?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, just to talk about the new Gulf Racing Fuels, which we were able to license that name. We're sending out the Gulf Fuels now. We created what's called a mock fuel, M-A-C-H, mock, like the old mock Mustang. And what we did to make this unleaded fuel is, unlike the other people that are selling an unleaded fuel, we didn't throw a lot of aromatics or high volatile compounds at it. We basically came back and said, look, we just want to make a fuel that acts just like leaded fuel but doesn't have lead. So we went through all these components that we could put into the fuel that would take the place of lead. We finally got about four components we put together, and not only did they work like lead, they worked better than lead. They offered more lubricity and extreme detonation resistance. In fact, we finally decided that we really couldn't find a limit of detonation resistance. So one of our fuels, which is also the top selling fuel, is an unleaded rated at 116 octane, R plus M over 2. But it actually defeats other racing fuels at a higher octane.
Amazing. Jess, we're going to get you back for a much longer visit. Give out your website and contact information.
Hey, you can reach us at GulfRacingFuels.com or SinDiesel.com. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Jess, and thank you, Greg. We'll do this again real soon.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Bob.
It.
We'll see you.
All right, that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Touching together. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.